Normally, Anwar Bakri brings her mother to a renal dialysis center twice a week, but since the start of fighting, getting access to a hospital with the needed facilities has been difficult.
Since the start of the war, the health facility we do the dialysis in closed. We went to another hospital and started there, but they were only able to do the dialysis for 2 hours. We tried several others, but Khartoum North generally has no power or running water. This is my mother's first dialysis in 2 weeks.
Most of the patients in the dialysis ward here in Al Noor Hospital in Omdurman City have traveled to get here. The fightings led to most of the 29 hospitals in Khartoum unable to function. Healthcare facilities have been under pressure since the start of the conflict. Some have had to turn away patients because they don't have the space or medicine to treat them. Others have closed their doors out of fear of being caught up in the fighting or because of damages to their buildings. This hospital is one of the few remaining providing renal treatments to patients, but the staff say they may not be able to do so for long.
Patients who come in need dialysis 3 times a week, can only get 1 session, and even the dialysis is changing here due to a shortage in its needs. We don't have enough dialyzers or artificial kidneys. Today is the last day for us to treat kidney patients. We don't even have tubes and gloves. There's nothing left.
Medical staff are in short supply. Volunteers help run the hospital's operations.
I'm here because of my sense of responsibility and nationalism. This is my country and this is the least I can offer. The people who come here are our friends, brothers, neighbors, and even if we don't know them, we're all the same blood, so we all need to stand together.
A ceasefire signed between the warring parties is meant to open humanitarian corridors for those in need of medical assistance. But the fighting continues, threatening to make a dire situation even worse. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Omdurman.